the call was all about the fact that, you know how sometimes, you know, you feel like you want to give to everybody.
Yeah.
And
but you can't.
You just can't. Yeah. I mean, like, you would go broke doing that. And yeah. So what about those times when you don't give to someone and all of a sudden you start feeling, oh, man, you know, I should have given, or, you know, should I feel bad about not giving? You know, that kind of thing. And so here's the thing. We need to ask for wisdom in all these circumstances when we come up against them. You know, James 1 verses 5 and 6 says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it'll be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Mm. So even in these circumstances where, you know, the heart's in the right place, but God also gives us a brain, right?
Yes.
You know, and he says, okay, look, I know that if you give to everything, you will not have any money left whatsoever.
Yep.
So, you know, you have to be discerning what is worth, you know, I guess what is
critical,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, what is a critical thing for you to give to? Because, you know, I mean, like, I know even on my way home earlier tonight from work and stuff, I saw, you know, those guys that sit on the, you know, the exits from the 400. And, you know, part of me is like, you know, do I give to that? But sometimes, and here's the thing that I see that happens at times as well. I have seen these people not only at the 400 ramps, but at like a Walmart in Alliston or other places. And I'm like, okay, so is this legit or are they like playing a scam here?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is where you have to start asking, okay, God, give me discernment. Give me wisdom here. Is this a legit thing? You know, because even when I look at some of the things that they have, it's like, okay, they don't have any money, but they're loading up on Wendy's.
Well, Wendy's is delicious.
Okay, it is Andrew? Delicious. I get that. No, I know.
I definitely know what you're saying. Going back to the very first part of this question that you were talking about, what really stood out to me is there's a difference between a good thing and a God thing. And I think that if it's in your ability to do good, then the Bible says, hey, like, do good. But sometimes, as you mentioned, we do actually need the wisdom and guidance because really quickly, I'm thinking about the thing in the Bible where it talks about, like, hey, like, and this is the Terry Molinaro paraphrase, but if you don't take care of your own family, you are worse than an unbeliever. So if you're always giving, and I'm totally a person that like loves to give, I totally believe in that, but to the point where you can't pay your bills or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, like there is the gift of giving. Yes. That is a spiritual gift, but you know, you have to be discerning.
Yeah, that's true. Be wise. Yeah. Be a good steward. There's a spiritual word.
You know, as Tom Copeland would love to say, you know, you have to be using biblical principles, you know, when it comes to money. So be careful, be wise, and know what you're giving to. You know, give with your heart, obviously.
Yes.
But just, you know, be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves.
And if you're listening right now and you feel compelled to give Pastor Andrew and I Wendy's gift cards.
That's right.
That works.